This is the Intellectual Property News Podcast with Richard Gerhart.
Many times we've talked about Taylor Swift suing somebody for intellectual property infringement, whether it's a trademark or a copyright. As a big brand and a megastar, she's always enforcing her rights. But this time, she's the one getting sued, which, let's be honest, probably doesn't happen very often in her world. If you're a Taylor Swift fan, you know that she recently released an album entitled The Life of a Showgirl. But somebody else has a similar trademark registration and is suing Taylor Swift. The suit was brought by Maren Wade, who owns the trademark Confessions of a Showgirl. Maren has been touring a show under that name for the last 12 years, and in it, she talks about the candid and often humorous realities of life in entertainment. So she didn't just think of this yesterday. This has been out there for a while. There is an irony here because the U.S. Trademark Office actually blocked Taylor Swift from getting a trademark on Life of a Showgirl for music performances and live entertainment services because of Wade's earlier mark, which is probably the first time somebody at the USPTO told Taylor Swift no. It's hard to believe that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office would deny Taylor Swift anything. Personally, I don't think that Life of a Showgirl and Confession of a Showgirl are so similar that it would cause confusion in the public. Two trademarks are considered confusingly similar if there's similarity in sight, sound, and meaning. And to me, the marks look different, sound different, and mean different things. How could someone confuse life with confessions? Unless they're really having a long day or just listening maybe to too much Taylor Swift. The examiner at the trademark office was obviously not a Taylor Swift fan. Now that the lawsuit has been filed, the focus shifts from what happened at the trademark office to whether the public would actually be confused between Maren Wade and Taylor Swift. While Wade is not as well known as Taylor Swift, she does have an impressive background. TV appearances, touring with football legend Terry Bradshaw, singing backup for Wayne Newton, and performing with Chris Stapleton at the Country Music Awards. So this isn't exactly an unknown act stepping out of nowhere. And it's hard to believe that Taylor Swift's attorneys weren't aware of Wade's mark. They would have done a search before filing. Wade's mark would have shown up, and Swift likely moved forward assuming that the marks were different, which is exactly what trademark lawyers get paid to argue about. What's fascinating is that after Swift's album was released, Wade actually appeared to embrace Taylor Swift and the album on social media, which either shows good sportsmanship or a really patient litigation strategy. So now, the big question. Will Wade have the resources and the stamina to take on Taylor Swift's massive entertainment empire? Is this just a publicity move? And would a jury really believe that Life of a Showgirl and Confessions of a Showgirl are confusingly similar? Because if they do, confusingly similar just got a whole lot more confusing. We'll keep you posted. And this has been Richard Gerhart for Intellectual Property News. And if you have an idea or an invention you want to protect, the team at Gerhart Law helps entrepreneurs turn ideas into protected assets. You can visit learnmoreaboutpatents.com or learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for a free consultation and practical guides to get you started.